Welcome to the Activation Podcast, brought to you by the Conscious Resistance Network. I'm your host, Derek Brose. With every episode of the Activation, we'll explore solutions in the areas of health, permaculture, decentralized technology, spirituality, and hidden truths. The Activation Podcast is focused on providing cutting-edge solutions to empower humanity. Hey everyone, this is Derek Brose with the Conscious Resistance Network. And today we are going to continue the ongoing conversation we've been having for the better part of 3 or 4 years about how to build the next stage of humanity. You know, what comes next? We all understand the problems associated with Agenda 2030, the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, technocracy, social credit scores, all these very disturbing issues that myself and many other people have been raising the last few years. But of course, the most important question is what comes next and what do we do about it? Not simply complain about it on the internet and just, you know, some people do in this community, become black-pilled and think things are hopeless, but how do we actually put our energy, our time, and our livelihood towards building the next stage of humanity, building the parallel systems of what comes next? And this is something I've spent quite a bit of time on, and I'm excited to talk with my guest today because she's making this her focus of her website. She's also got a new book that I want you guys to check out. So please welcome Melanie Rubin. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Derek. Great to see you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And, you know, before we get into it, I do want to give you a chance to share about your background so everybody can get to know you. And I'll mention right off the bat, you are going to be speaking at the Greater Reset 5. So stay tuned if you want to hear more about that. But I just want to say that, you know, you also are one of, a handful of my students from my journalism course who are just doing amazing things and who I plan to interview as well. Another being Melissa, who was a part of that class, my first journalism course we did last year. And, you know, you're going on and just doing wonderful things. And I'm so honored to be able to give you a platform now to share your work and to share, you know, your ideas and including this interview as well as the Greater Reset. So thank you for all the work that you're putting in and that you have been putting in since the course.
Thank you, Derek. I have appreciated your support and everything you're doing. It's a lifeline for many of us out there in the world. So thank you so much for your support.
I appreciate that. Well, let's go ahead and get right into it. Why don't you share with the audience a little bit about your background? We'll get into the website, but just, you know, how did you get to the point now where you decided to launch this website, speaking at the Greater Reset? What's been your journey on your path?
Wow, that's interesting. I've always been a networker. I like to help people connect the dots. One of my great role models or archetypes is the honeybee. So I actually wear a ring on my finger that's a little honeybee because I love to see how the honeybees work together in community to create great things and nourishment for their whole society. And so I think that throughout my life, I've been somebody who enjoys connecting people and bringing information from one place to another to cross-pollinate, if you will. It seems to be what I'm here on the planet to do, to cross-pollinate information from people who have great information to people who need that information. So that's always been my predisposition. And I've worked as a journalist. I'm an instructional designer, which means that I'm trained in teaching adults. That's what my master's is in. And that's what I've done primarily for decades, although I've also worked in marketing and outreach and done a lot of work with nonprofits and alternative health, especially. So as this pandemic has unfolded, as I've been reading and researching and attending the Greater Reset and attending the Exit and Build Land conference that John Bush created, and also with Rebecca Bush, it has occurred to me that one of the greatest needs is getting all of the excellent information that is available to the people who want it and need it. And that's within this concept, which is a term that was actually coined by a Czechoslovakian Catholic priest, the term parallel society. So what is parallel society? How can we create an alternative to what is in the mainstream that we don't desire or think is healthy or good for our empowerment and sovereignty? So that's how the idea of parallel times was created. It's something that really calls my heart to do to share information about the great work people are doing.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, that's really, it's an important kind of niche to feel, to fill, to help other people find that information. So many people the last few years are looking for solutions. That's why we launched the Greater Reset. I know that's why John does the Land Summit. And I think that's just, it's a crucial time right now to try to help people find the answers they're looking for, help them find the solutions they're looking for. I'm going to go ahead and pop up your website so everybody can see it here. The website is paralleltimes.info. I'm going to put it in the show notes, and it's newly launched and it looks great. You did a great job with this. And I like this headline here, Dreaming the Future Together. So you've got a few interviews, including one interview that you and I did recently and a few other podcasts you've posted. So you're starting to release content there, and you have the focal point of your website right now is the download of what you call the checklist and blueprint for leaving the matrix and joining the parallel society. And I highly encourage everybody to do this, to go to the website, put in your email, sign up for Melanie's email list, and get you a copy of this blueprint. I have a copy of it and I've looked over it. Maybe we could start there. And sure. I think you kind of outlined a little bit about why you wanted to bring this information together, but what really inspired you to make the effort to put together this blueprint and really gather information from people like myself and others and try to put it together in a neat package?
Sure. Well, again, as I said, my training is as an instructional designer. And so part of that is about how can you take information and digest it and package it so that it's easy for people to use. So I don't know about you or others who may be watching this interview, but when I think about all that is needed to exit the matrix and start to live a life outside of these mainstream systems that we've been raised in and that have been, put together for hundreds of years, it seems overwhelming. It seems intimidating and daunting. And so for my own sanity, I decided that if I put together a list of the categories of work that are needed or endeavor development that are needed to exit the matrix, that it would make it more manageable for me and perhaps make it more manageable for other people too. So when you look at the checklist, it includes categories like all the things you would expect: food, information security, education, how you live, where you live, transportation, healthcare, the basic things of our society, your revenue structure, your work. And so how do you start thinking about how you can pull these things out of the matrix and have control over them in your own life in a way that you feel is good for you, good for your family, good for your world? And so I started looking through that and researching that and coming up with suggestions for people. And also leading into the Greater Reset, that the way you and John have structured the Greater Reset really addresses all of these categories. So I was also thinking about it in terms of how can people identify what their next priorities are and even use a checklist like this to help prioritize which workshops or talks or whatever to attend at the Greater Reset when there are choices. Because, of course, if we try to do everything at once, we get overwhelmed and frozen. And so it's a matter of doing a little bit at a time and prioritizing what's the next right step. So that's the intention of the checklist, to help people identify what their next right step is, maybe in each category or maybe just in one category at a time, to make it manageable and doable.
I'm going to go ahead and pop this on screen so we can take a look at it. But you mentioned a couple categories, food, et cetera. What would you say? I mean, I think the way you structured it is really done well to take somebody who's maybe new to this information and is starting to think like, okay, what comes next? I know about all the problems as we discussed, but what am I really going to do for myself, for my family? So here's, if we can pull this up here, we got checklist and blueprint for the parallel society, and you have quite a few categories, which I think are great: beliefs, food, technology, healthcare, finance and currency, work and revenue, basic services, energy, heating, cooling, water, waste disposal, connecting with like-minded community, communication, transportation, education for kids, self-sufficient living, sovereignty in relationships, which I think is great. And I mean, that alone, that's 13 categories to get into. How did you go about picking these? I mean, like you said, you looked maybe to the Greater Reset for some inspiration, maybe my book and some others, but how did you go about the narrowing down of what you feel are the key areas that people should be focusing on?
Well, and, you know, of course, there are a million ways to define categories, and these definitely overlap, and you'll see that as well in the checklist, that they're some places where I mentioned that an aspect of something was discussed in a different category. But I was trying to find a set of categories that would wrap our arms around all of what is a life and what is important and how we address these aspects outside the matrix and in healthy parallel society. So that was my goal. So I guess I started with my own life. And what is important to me and how I see what I need to progressively shift out of the matrix. And, you know, and again, as you said, reading your book and other people's work, you know, this is something that's been gestating in my mind for a couple of years. So I've been pulling things as I go and keeping track of notes. And I just want to draw attention to one thing, which is that it might seem odd to put beliefs at the beginning of a checklist. We tend to think in a survivalist mode about, you know, how am I going to have food? How am I going to have water? How am I going to have heat or electricity? You know, do I need to pull my kids out of a mainstream school and homeschool them? You know, how are we going to earn money if we don't work for a corporation? That sort of thing. But the thing that's really interesting to me, maybe most interesting, is that we are each a product of our indoctrination and our upbringing. And so we have belief systems that have been formed, if you will, in slavery. And so the most important thing about getting free is learning to look at what the beliefs are that we have adopted without choosing them. And that might be standing in our way of us getting free. Even a belief which the controllers of the world would have us adopt and consume and buy into completely, which is that it's impossible to leave the matrix. So, of course, if you have that belief that it's impossible, then you would never even attempt it. So we have to become curators of our own beliefs, so that we can create a belief system that will support building parallel society. And, you know, you're a great role model for this, Derek. I don't know if you want to speak about this at all at this moment, but, you know, what you've gone through to take the steps you've taken.
Well, I want to add to what you said there, that I think that starting with beliefs is so important and so fundamental, because, as you said, we're starting off in positions where we have, the vast majority of us, been indoctrinated through public education systems and grew up watching TV and consuming pop culture and all the various, you know, programming that might go along with that. And each of us, of course, have our own individual experiences, but absolutely, I think you're correct that if we don't start out first questioning our fundamental beliefs and questioning whether or not, you know, whether we allow ourselves to even dream up something as big as building up a parallel society, right? If you start off with a foundational thought or a root that says that's not even possible, these people are all powerful, there's nothing we can do, which is something that, unfortunately, I mentioned that term blackpilled earlier. That's like a term that's become more popular for people who are, I guess, checked out. They're apathetic. They just sort of don't see any way out. And anything that you and I might suggest here, from, you know, taking care of your kids to growing food and all these various solutions that I do consider to be solutions, somebody from that mindset might say, oh, they won't ever allow you to grow your own food. They're never going to let you do that. Have you ever heard of Waco, Texas? They're going to come in and kill your community. Just all of the sort of negative potentials. I mean, those are potentials. They exist, of course. But their mindset, because they haven't started with rethinking and reexamining their foundational beliefs, is, you know, it's just good. Everything else from there springs from, I think, an incorrect thought, which is that these people are all powerful and all capable, and that there's, and that we are the opposite. We are completely powerless, and we have no ability to, you know, manifest our own destiny, is really what it comes down to. So I think that alone is really crucial. And the other part that I really like that you have here that I would also Second, just in the very beginning, how you add this caveat and compassion and just the reality that most of us, as you say, can't snap our fingers and leave the matrix overnight because it's taken a long time to get to this point. And we have so much history before us that have built the systems and the foundations that are already here. So we're not going to be able to, through this one conversation here, or through just reading Melanie's book or my book or coming to the Greater Reset, that's not going to create the parallel society we want. But together, as we each dream up these things and we share our resources and we share our best practices, then we are going to be able to, I think, make moves in that direction. But you have to start. I mean, that's the whole thing, is you have to start somewhere, whether you're starting with these 13 categories or my book or you've got your own processes, whatever it is. The point is, like, if we're not taking steps to find ways to build something new and, again, questioning our fundamental beliefs, and also for me, I think probably important to you as well, working on those traumas, then we are going to replicate the same systems that I think we are trying to get away from. I think that's really crucial. And the other thing I like that you have here is you include your personal approach. You say, do what you can, when you can, where you are, with what you have, which I absolutely, again, would just recommend everybody following that advice, because these conversations can at times seem overwhelming. You know, you're looking at the bigger picture of where you want to be in the long term, and you're like, I'm nowhere near that right now. I'm never going to get there. How could I ever, you know, live without my bank or live in a way that I'm not in debt or whatever circumstances you might be in? But again, the first step is to question those fundamental beliefs and then to do what you can where you are. Like, yes, we can't all go from being bankless overnight. You're not going to leave all the debt behind overnight per se, but every step you take in that direction, every bit of knowledge that you inform yourself with, then the better off you're going to be. And the more capable you're going to be able to help yourself and others, which what I love about what you're doing, Melanie, with your efforts, with your website and with this book, is that you are not just taking this information and learning from myself and others and then and doing it, which is, I think, what people need to do, but you also feel called to want to help other people and to, you know, put the information, the information in a way that makes sense to me and maybe makes sense for some people and maybe doesn't for others. And you put it in a way that makes sense for you, and which I think is as clear and direct as a blueprint as people are probably going to get. But each of us are contributing what we can with the knowledge that we have based on our experiences and our skill sets and all those great things. And you clearly have a number of skill sets to offer. So I really do appreciate that approach you're taking there. And I just want to invite everybody again to focus on that belief. It's not a mistake that you started out with belief as the number one there. That is definitely very purposeful, I can see.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, it's just interesting that even I get a coughing fit in the middle of this because, you know, I don't know how woo-woo your audience is, but that's the throat chakra. That's me speaking my truth, right? And so it's connected to our beliefs. Like, can I speak out? Can I take a step? Can I say what I think needs to happen in the world? That's what we're all dealing with, because we are indoctrinated to, you know, have some version of black pill, right? That it's not going to make a difference, or who am I to step forward and speak out? But if each of us does the thing that we're called to do, and maybe we're not that good at it in the beginning, you know, maybe my checklist needs to be edited, or, you know, now my nose is running because I was coughing. But, you know, we're all imperfect human beings. And yet, if we each do the thing that calls our heart, then together we can build that parallel society step by step. We can get out of the matrix. We just have to do what our heart calls us to do and exercise the gifts, you know, use the experience that we each have. We do this together, one step at a time.
I would say that some of my audience is probably a little woo-woo and open-minded to that. I definitely am. And I agree with you that those sort of, those little kind of telltale signs, like you said, your throat chakra, you're choosing to speak up. That's definitely something that we should pay more attention to and recognize that we all do have the ability to speak up and speak out where we can. You know, whether that's starting a website like Melanie's doing, hosting the Greater Reset, putting together a blueprint, each of us can bring our skill sets to the table in one way or the other. And I want to go a little deeper into the blueprint here. What I really like the way that you set this up, because I do think there's going to be some people's minds that this is what they need. This is like, they need the checklist. I tried to do this somewhat in my book, but I like the way that it's literally, it has boxes for you to write in and put your thoughts. So we have here checklist to exit the matrix and join the parallel society. I'll just show the first couple of things. You have category on the left for those who are watching, what you have already done in this area, the second column, and then your top three priorities in that area. So first here, again, starting with beliefs, creating supportive beliefs to become free. And so you mark down, what have you already done in this area? And that's where you can start to do some of that that self-searching and introspection and looking at your beliefs and interrogating them and questioning them. And also maybe questioning some long-held beliefs you might have had your entire life that are not serving you anymore and that are actually potentially holding you back. And then being able to put down, like, what are your three priorities? Like, I believe that this is like how practical we need to be for some people. Let's see if I have it here. I wrote a book a couple of years ago, another one of my books, it's called The Holistic Self-Assessment, that is set up very much in this way where there's like, you know, space to write in and things like that. It's more on the emotional kind of side of things, but it's very much set up in the same way, because I do think for some of us, we need to be able to look at things in a very practical way and say, okay, this is where I'm at and this is my goal. And then be able to track that progress. And instead of just having all these ideas and thoughts jumbled in your head, it can be very useful to just put it down on paper or on digital paper and look at it. And so it's not floating around in your head anymore. You're able to clearly see, like, okay, this is my goal, maximize my food independence. How do I want to use technology for privacy? What have I actually done in this area? I haven't done much. Okay, well, what are my priorities? And then you start making your way through this to actually accomplish those goals. I mean, I do think it can be maybe seem a little simplistic to some people, but I think that for many of our minds, that is what we need in order to be able to take us from, you know, step A all the way to where we actually want to be. And I know for sure, and this is what I talk about in the holistic self-assessment, that for me, it's to-do lists. Setting goals and to-do lists is how I accomplish the things I do, whether that's like, I want to grow a garden, or I want to buy land, or I need to write an article today, whatever it may be. For my mind, that's how I have to, you know, set things up so I can clearly see the goals I have for the day, for the week, for the month, for the year, and then make progress towards them. And so I really love the way you have that set up. Would you like to speak any more about that checklist?
Sure. And thank you. I appreciate your going through it and explaining how it works. One of the things with this checklist, you said the first category is what you've done in this area so far. I want people to celebrate any steps they've taken so far, because this is not easy. We have very busy lives just surviving on a day-to-day basis. And so if you've taken any step at all, like in the food category, if you've created a reserve supply at all for if there's a crisis, or if you've planted herbs in a flower pot, I mean, whatever you've done, it starts to move you in the right direction, because it's also about the movement of an energetic, you know, once we start moving in a certain direction, it's much easier to continue in that direction. So I think about it like if you have to put a big honking nail into a wall, that you put a pilot hole in first with a little nail, so that then there's a pathway. And then when you go to put the big nail in, it can go in straight. So any step you take is like a pilot hole in the universe to move you in that direction. And that's why I want people to really acknowledge and celebrate what they've already done. And that will also help manage the overwhelm of all the other steps you feel like, oh my God, it doesn't matter what I've already done. I have so much to do. Not true. There's a quote, which I can't bring exactly to mind, but it basically says that beginning has courage and bravery and great power in it. So just once you start, you can keep moving in a direction.
Hey everyone, I want to tell you about something new that I've launched this year and that's going to continue to grow in 2023. On theconsciousresistance.com, we recently launched TCRU, the Conscious Resistance University, and the first course we're hosting is my investigative journalism course, How to Become an Independent Investigative Journalist, which is now available to anyone to access. I previously did this class live, I had 14 students, and it's a 6 weeks course where I give you all of the skills that I have, all the skills that I've learned over the last 13 years as an independent investigative journalist. We talk about how to conduct interviews. We talk about the history of journalism, key terms you should know, investigative tools, research tools. We talk about how to use social media, how to start your own website. And also I give you a chance to complete a project and send it to me, which I will publish on theconsciousresistance.com, as well as through my independent media partners. Now, I really encourage you to check it out. You can go to theconsciousresistance.com/TCRU. And this is the first course we're offering. Right now, there are plans to bring in several new courses in the coming months. These are going to include privacy courses on blockchain and cryptocurrency and using the internet just in a safe way. We're also going to hear some meditation courses from my partner Miriam. There's plans for potential courses about Spanish speaking and so much more. So I encourage you guys to sign up right now and to stay tuned for the courses that are coming. Again, the website is theconsciousresistance.com/TCRU. Now let's get back to the conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have to get started everywhere, everyone where they are. And, you know, just to kind of maybe take a step back and we're here to focus on solutions. That is the reason. Those are the only kind of podcasts I want to do anymore these days is talking about solutions. But inevitably, we have to address the elephant in the room, the problems, right? The reason we're talking about building new systems is because the current ones aren't serving us and the current ones are actually harming humans and the animals and the planet and, you know, our future. And I don't believe they represent any sort of values that most people in the world would say that, you know, they want out of the world or the kind of world they want to leave behind to the coming generations. You know, it's whether that's kids, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, or just the future generations that you want to leave a better world behind, right? That is why we're talking about parallel systems, building new ways of living, because we know the current ones aren't working. And that is important to acknowledge. And as you said, Melanie, if we start one, wherever you're at, if you start where you're at, you put that first nail in the wall and you start seeing, okay, I've made some accomplishments. I've actually started to visit a farmer's market once a week now. And now I'm getting a little bit less of my food dependent on that grocery store that a couple of years ago required me to have a shot and a mask to get in. And I don't want to be dependent on them forever. I don't want to give that kind of business my money. So I'm going to start learning more about, you know, what food sources are available to me. And maybe I'll start volunteering an hour a week or something like that, whatever your schedule allows in your busy life, to get that, just to get that in your, not only that experience, but also I think once you start having those experiences, it becomes more routine. It becomes more normal. I can say this for me, like when you, right now, for example, to a lot of people going and spending time at a garden or something or a farm is not probably part of their typical experience, especially if you live in the urban environment. But once you take that first simple step, as for example, we're organizing a community garden with the local Freedom Cell here. We're going to do a community garden day next weekend. And for some people, this will be the first time they've put their hands in the soil. This will be the first time that they've actually been around food growing and seen like, oh, that's where the lettuce comes from. That's where the eggplant's coming from. I've never seen it in this form. I didn't know there was that many varieties. And all those wonderful experiences that I remember for me more than a decade ago when I started having those and going to farms and stuff, that it just, it totally shifted my paradigm so that the next time I went to the grocery store, I started to see just how unsustainable that particular system was and how, you know, I'm buying things that are out of season or that don't even grow in my region. And, you know, just all those kind of thoughts that come up once you take those first steps. So, you know, in this example, I'm using gardening and growing food, but there's so many examples, whether we're talking finances, et cetera, that first step opens you up to a whole new world. And then from there, if you are, if you're somebody who's ready to do this, you can take that as far as you want to. But it just starts with that first step, that first action. And I really have been kind of reminded of this over the last year, that everything that I personally, individually in my life have been able to accomplish or the goals that I'm moving forward, it all started by just picking up the phone, calling somebody, sending an email, showing up. Like if I hadn't done any of those things, then the next things that followed from them would have never happened. And again, it sounds so obvious, but I think it's important for us to sometimes put it in those plain terms that if you don't start, you don't take that first step, you have no idea what other potential lies on the other side, what new friendships, relationships, connections that might be part of your bigger journey. Or at the very least, you just meet other great people, you have a nice experience, but it won't happen if you just stay at home and sit behind the computer and obsess over how bad the world is getting. Like this is a, you know, at least the movement that I'm a part of and that we're trying to build, the Freedom Cell movement, the Greater Reset, this is a proactive movement. We need everybody who wants to build parallel systems and live in these alternative futures that we're trying to create to step up and bring your skills. Because I know for sure, Melanie, you have a lot to offer. I have some things to offer, but I guarantee you there's people in the audience who are going to hear this that have so much to offer that we're just kind of waiting to step up to the plate and share their skills with us. So I want to invite everybody again to not hesitate and bring what you can to the table. What other areas of the blueprint would you like to get into? I've got the checklist here and there's so much to it, but is there any other specific areas you'd like to highlight?
Well, I wanted to circle back to something you said earlier, and let me come back to it in a moment because I also want to say this quote from Buckminster Fuller, which I've said before, but it's really it really echoes what you've been saying, that this is about getting into action. And also, we always think about that cliche, that which you resist persists. And so there comes a point, I've been doing a lot of activism, freedom activism, through this last 3 years, but there comes a point when how much energy are you going to put into the resistance and how much energy are you going to put into the change, the new world? And there's some kind of a balance there. So I love this quote from Buckminster Fuller, who was a visionary. He said, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." So that's what I think of with parallel society, that we're just building a new model alongside the old model. And then it gives the people who come after us, the children, something to choose, right? Maybe they choose the old way, maybe they choose the new way, but it's providing an option. So the whole concept of the blueprint and checklist is, how do we start building the option in all of these categories together? And so one category that I want to come back to, which is under the heading of health, I believe, which is a rather broad category, which I think includes our mental, emotional health, our spiritual health, that a lot of what gets in the way of us shifting our beliefs is old trauma. And I've heard this planet called a trauma planet. And actually, in one of the interviews that I did with Lance Rayborn, where he talks about a technique for addressing trauma, for healing trauma, it's a really simple technique. It's actually guided in that interview. A mentor of his has actually written a book about the trauma planet that we're on and what's needed to heal that. So our trauma personally gets in the way of us being able to shift our beliefs because it's old hurt. And so how do we heal that? So it sounds kind of esoteric, but actually doing your personal work to heal your trauma sets you up for being able to build a new world. It's kind of like you have to have good soil to grow healthy plants. And we need to have a healthy inside, healthy emotional, mental being in order to create new beliefs that allow us to move forward. So, you know, we're not trying to teach that in the blueprint and checklist, but it is an item that's included in there because this is kind of a package deal, how we move forward personally and together.
Yeah, and you know, it does. It makes perfect sense. And for those who are watching on the screen, I've got the section, some tips for staying mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually healthy. I, again, highly recommend this whole thing, but this section especially. And, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because, you know, the name of our platform here is the Conscious Resistance. And this has been, since from the beginning of my work, I've recognized that spiritual, internal, emotional, psychological healing was absolutely vital. And that was because when I started to wake up politically, I was also kind of undergoing my spiritual journey after going to prison. And I could just see from my firsthand experience, like I wouldn't have been able to do what I'm doing now without starting to do the internal work, that they had to go hand in hand. But it's also funny to me, funny and maybe a little sad, but there is a portion of my audience who will hear this who still rejects this message. And I see it in the comments some places. And I don't know if it's people just ego or just their own fear of going down that road of healing. But just as an example, I can do a video about Jeffrey Epstein and, you know, some salacious thing about this celebrity knew this person, or maybe it's, and it could be speculation, it could be whatever. That video will get a lot of traction and action. And I could do a video saying, here's the key to healing your trauma, and, you know, outline some of that. And it will get some attention and support from those who get it and who are on that wavelength, but it will get a lot less attention from the broader community. And I do think it is because, again, the most of the people in the speaking broadly, health, freedom, truth, conspiracy, realism, whatever you want to call it, community, people are still stuck on obsessing over the problems. And there's something, I think, internally where humans, we are attracted to, like, you know, watching the car wreck or the train wreck and like the drama. People still, I think, cling to that, even in this space of people who are trying to find solutions. And so I find, even though I've been kind of beating that drum for about 10 years, there are still some people who the moment I mention trauma healing or talking about this, you know, there'll be some negative comments that pop up, or they just tune it out. They just, the people who probably need to hear it the most are the ones that don't listen. And I find that to be very unfortunate. And I hope that that is changing and shifting, because what you're outlining here in the blueprint is absolutely key. And what I like that you talk about family and community, fun. I mean, yes, we need to have fun while we're doing this, right? I mean, there's a great quote out there that's been attributed to a number of people, but often attributed to Emma Goldman, who is an anarchist woman who did a lot of great work, but she said something along lines, or somebody did at some point, you know, that there won't be a revolution without fun, without art, without music, you know, and like, if there's no dancing, I'm not going to join. It's kind of the joke. And so I think that's true, though, is that like, and this is why with the Greater Reset and other events and things that we do, we don't want it to just be like beating people over the head with the difficult but crucial information, but also making it an experience that people want to be a part of. And I don't even mean just the big festivals and things, but in your local community, the events you organize or the ways you bring people together, we do want it to be a social, there to be some social aspect where people know I'm coming to hang out or meet other fun people who also care about the future of the planet. But we're not just going to sit around and obsess about the problems or talk about how horrible the world is or how sad we are or those sort of things. We're going to get together and we're going to celebrate, you know, and this is, I think it's an important practice in my own personal life. I tried to break up the interviews and the confronting of politicians and writing articles and all the different things and building new systems with going on walks and going on bike rides and spending time with people that I care about. Like, that is so crucial to find that balance, because we can get, I think, and again, it's a personality type, but I know that for me, because I have an obsessive nature, and especially with this work that I love and care about, that I have to still pull myself back and say, hey, it's okay to take a break. It's okay to remember why you're fighting so hard and what you're fighting for, and go spend time with those nieces and nephews that you're building these parallel systems for, hoping that they, as you said earlier, that they actually have a choice, that they can decide, do you want to go in the smart city, their version of the future, or do you want to come see what we're building, right? So the fun part, it cannot be overstated. And then, of course, the spiritual connection, we kind of touched on that, but I really want to key in on here and get your thoughts on the mindset aspect. You talk about mindset and attitude, then you kind of break it down a little further, talking about gratitude, growth mindset, compassion and grace, patience, flexibility, and resilience. Could you speak to this a little more? Because I think these are so important.
Sure. And I want to circle back to also what you said about that this discussion of trauma or mental, emotional healing may not be something that some people out there are interested in. And I guess what I would say is that that's fine. Everybody should start with what calls to them. I mean, I wasn't interested in trauma healing 30 years ago. And then over time, I realized it was important. So then I did it. So, you know, people will start where they are. And, you know, hopefully this will expose people to that. And then at a point when they're ready, they can reach for that, or if they're ready or whatever. So I just want to invite everybody to do what they feel is important for them. And if it's the practical stuff and buying the generators and just in case, and learning how to grow the garden and learning your cryptocurrency and getting your above phone or whatever, do that. And then do something else when it calls to you, so that we're all doing what works for us at the time. So in terms of those different pieces, and this also circles back to what you just said about having fun, that I feel like the truth of who we are as human beings is supposed to be about joy and love and having fun and having a great life. And so if we want to build a future that is about the truth of who we are, the fullness of who we are as human beings, then we need to be doing it now. And so we need to be having fun. And I'm also kind of a serious, obsessive person, and I have to remind myself to do that. But it's really amazing how when I focus on just having fun and having fun with people who are my parallel society brothers and sisters, people who are friends that I've met through the work that I do, it enriches my next bout of serious whatever it is that I'm going to do after that. So the focus on gratitude and fun and the fullness of human life is part of our work, actually, I think, paradoxically. It doesn't sound like work, but I think it actually is part of what we're here to do. And having the right mindset, framework, focusing on what we want to create, who we want to be, what we want our lives to be, and living into that now, not saying, oh, I've got to do that later because right now the world is totally screwed up and I don't have time for those good things. No, it's living it as if it already exists that is going to bring it towards us, paradoxically. Does that make sense?
It does. You have to sort of live as if it's already happening, you know.
Exactly.
And that's, I mean, I think that's so key to, and it's something that I don't know who passed it on to me, but definitely, and I would say in my early days of my activism, when I first started a activist group and it was me and just five people, I started talking about it as if we were hundreds of people. I started saying, like, we used to always using this, like, we're doing these things. And it's like maybe me and one other person planning it, but we're hoping other people are going to show up. But just by even kind of communicating that way, that we, the Houston Freethinkers, we're doing these things, we have this. And it, again, it could just be a couple of us at that time. It started to grow. People started to want to be a part of that we that was doing all these great things and wanted to be a part of the fun community that was not only out there fighting for good and trying to be a force for positive change, but also, as you mentioned earlier, having fun. We were having picnics and barbecues and kickball games and just bringing people together and doing it and saying, hey, by the way, we're also this group that does these other things if you guys want to get plugged in and, you know, do some of the work we're doing there. But yeah, it's so important to just live in that mindset. You talk about the growth mindset there and having the right attitude. There's so much more in here. I'm gonna kind of stop and resist going through the entire thing because I do want everybody to check it out on their own. I want to remind you guys just real quick, the website that Melanie has. And as I mentioned earlier, she is going to be speaking at the Greater Reset 5. So first, the website, paralleltimes.info, which is newly up there. And I'm excited to see what you got going on, what's going to be coming up next. As I mentioned earlier, there's a number of podcasts you can get into. Melanie's just starting, so please do support her where you can. And the Greater Reset, which is coming up January 17th to the 21st, we have more than 40 presenters from really all over the world that are coming down. And I'm just so excited because, you know, we launched this in the beginning of COVID times, of course. And when we did the first one in January 2021, I think we had 80 something people show up in Mexico, and John probably had about the same in Texas because, of course, lockdowns and travel restrictions, so many people couldn't go anywhere. And now we're at a point where things have kind of, and I hesitate to say it, but they have kind of calmed down a little bit. And so we can travel for the moment. We get more and more people coming in person. So this is going to be our first event where there's only going to be four virtual presenters, and the rest of the 40 speakers are going to be in person. So it'll be a great time for anybody who wants to come to connect to that community we've been speaking about here. If you are somebody that lives in an area where you don't really know very many people, of course, check out Freedom Cells. But coming to an event like the Greater Reset or Exit and Build Land Summit or other events like this that may be in your area or that you may have to travel to can be a great time to connect and plug in with so many people. And this year for the Greater Reset 5 in January, there's only going to be one event. In past years, we've done one in Texas and one in Mexico, but we're concentrating all our efforts in Mexico this time. So we're expecting, you know, just a really amazing turnout. And there's workshops and there's dinners and community nights and jam sessions, and there's going to be comedy. We're going to be doing documentary screenings. If you're looking to connect with other like-minded people who are looking to buy land or get involved in the community, we're going to have a night for that, for everybody to come share what they're building or what they have to offer. And Melanie will be sharing and presenting more of her work and how we can get out of the matrix and create these parallel societies. So Melanie, how are you feeling? Are you getting excited for the Greater Reset?
I am totally excited. It's like everything I'm doing right now is focused on that event and preparing for that event. So, you know, I've been to the Greater Reset twice now, and it's been very formative for me and inspiring, and I've taken away a source of energy that I've drawn on for the whole year afterwards and made connections with people that I still have that have been important, so continue to be important. So I would definitely say if you can possibly get yourself there in person, it's way worth it as an investment in yourself and your life and the future of the world.
Absolutely. And I would definitely concur with that phrasing. It's an investment. Then obviously we know that the getting to Mexico takes time, money, energy. People got to get places to stay and food. This is why we try to keep the event affordable. We're keeping it under $200. It's $150 right now as we're recording. But even when it goes up, it's only going to be 200 USD. And I say only, I know that's still a lot of money to some of us, but compared to what you're going to get if you do invest in yourself, and which is really it's an investment in yourself coming down to Mexico for 5 days of 40 plus hours of free content. But even if you can't make it in person, we are going to have the live stream. As always, it'll be available for free. So wherever you're listening to this, if you can't make it to Mexico or prefer not to come in person, you can watch the stream online for free. And as we have done with all the previous events, we post all the talks online for free on our Odyssey channel. And we've now started to post all the talks in Spanish as well. So Melanie, your talk will be live translated in Spanish. So then afterwards, you'll have a Spanish copy of your talk to share with any Spanish speaking friends. And this is because we do want to build a worldwide movement of people all over. So again, everybody check out thegreaterreset.org. You can hear Melanie and some of the other amazing speakers that will be participating. And the website, paralleltimes.info. Anything else you want to say about the website, Melanie, or just any last message for the listeners?
Well, I have two podcast blogs that are coming up that I think will be fun and useful for some people, fun for others. I've interviewed Shelby Thompson, who's the founder of unjected.com, which is the unvaccinated dating companion finding website. And her story is really fascinating, and she's very inspiring as a human, I find. And then I've also interviewed Brianne Burnson, who is the creator of Plum Fabulous Foods in Texas. And she feeds her whole family of eight from what she grows on a tenth of an acre. And their surplus gets traded or sold. And so they, from what they grow and what they trade and sell on a tenth of an acre, she feeds her family of eight. And so she talks about how she's done that. And I'm actually creating a course with Brianne right now on soil building. So that will get released at the Greater Reset. So if you're feeling that you want to start growing your own food, but you're not quite sure where to start, that will be available by the Greater Reset. And I'm going to be available to create other courses for people who want to get their information out. I mentioned I'm an instructional designer, and I'm going to be creating an online academy so that people who want to teach their work but feel a bit daunted by how to do it or where to host it or that sort of thing, that service will be available by the Greater Reset as well. And if you want to reach me, my email address is together@paralleltimes.info. together@paralleltimes.info. Would love to chat with you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Melanie. Thank you so much for joining me today and for all the energy and the work you're putting in. And sounds like there's going to be plenty of other great things coming up in the near future. So I look forward to that. And again, everybody check out the website. I'll put all the show notes, all the references below, and I'll put out our recent interview where we reversed roles and Melanie interviewed me if you want to check that out. And hope to see you at the Greater Reset. If you can make it, come give Melanie a hug, a handshake in person, and learn more about her work, guys. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. You know, the world is getting more and more chaotic, it seems, and more confusing, but there are solutions, and it's all about where you put your focus, where you put your energy. If you put your energy into the daily, you know, trauma that they're feeding you in the news feed, then it can be a chaotic, difficult time. And those realities exist, but we can also put our mindset and our focus, our energy into building the new and what we know we need for the coming generation. So I hope that this conversation has been inspiring and a little bit motivating to those of you who maybe haven't taken that first step, whatever that first step is for you, to begin your journey. And we would love to welcome you as we build the parallel systems of the future. Thank you guys for listening. As always, until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
You have been listening to the Activation Podcast, brought to you by the Conscious Resistance Network. You can find the archives of our show at Pinecast, Spotify, and theconsciousresistance.com. Thank you for listening.